The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a rather disappointing finish against the Calgary Flames. Final score in this game at the Santa Dome in Calgary, the Flames 3 and the Sharks 2, in front of a crowd of 18,490 fans. Here's how it happened today. The Sharks started off well yet again as they scored early in the first period when they got a power play opportunity when Braden Pahal was called 2 minutes for interference at 2:38. And at 3:11, it would be Will Smith that would give the Sharks the 1-0 lead. Sharks going left to right in the first. Here's a little give and go with Wenberg, but that's a great play by Whitecloud to knock down the return feed. Wenberg gets it back, though. Feeds in front. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith had his stick down on the tangent of the right wing faceoff circle, and he took that perfect pass and went up top. It's 1-0 Sharks at 3:11 of the first period. What a great goal by Will Smith, his 16th of the season, assisted by Wenberg, and it was Wenberg that made that entire play.
He kept the puck in on the wall. Flames defender tried rimming it out. He squeezed the puck against the wall, and he realized he had a little bit of time, attacked the net, put ball into an uncomfortable position, and Wenberg had the ability to shoot or pass, made a terrific pass to Will Smith, and from that area, just outside the crease, he's not going to miss from there on the empty net.
Will Smith now has a four-game point-scoring streak with 2 goals and 5 assists in that span. And Wenberg, again, one of the best players on the Sharks' ice today, a brilliant maneuver to get the puck to him. And so, 1-0 San Jose at that point. But then the Sharks got into penalty trouble. John Klingberg took a high sticking call at 12:56 that was somewhat of a phantom call. And then Zacho Stopchuk got called for tripping at 12:56 and 14:18, giving the Flames a 5-on-3 advantage. They would score with two men in the penalty box for the Sharks. Morgan Frost, easily one of the best players on the ice today for the Calgary team, getting his 12th of the season. Coronado and Huberdeau assisting. Matt Coronado was stopped by Alex Nedeljkovic. Just a brilliant save on that play. And Frost in front had the ability to go upstairs. And the only way that Ned was going to stop that one is if he twisted his body into a pretzel.
Well, I think even Frost was surprised at how quick that puck got to him. I mean, it was a bang-bang play, and it showed a ton of skill by Frost to get that, handle that and get it up top in a hurry, because you got two defenders on you, but, you know, it happened so quick, it was hard to defend.
Once again, the San Jose Sharks came onto the ice in the second period and got off to a great start. At 1:21 of period number two, an even-strength goal came for Adam Gaudette. Flames move it back into the Sharks' end, but a misfired pass intercepted there. Klingberg headmans to Misa. Misa, nice little pass down the left-wing side, giving a target for Eklund to go skate for. Eklund gets it, leaves it for Misa behind the net, angles it back to the point. Dickinson the blast. It's blocked. Misa in the slot, turns, shoots, blocked. Eklund had a man in front and Gaudette. He scores! Eklund's first pass was blocked. William persevered, and the stick was down for Gaudette. Adam Gaudette now has a three-game goal-scoring streak, and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead. Gutsy play by Adam Gaudette to finish that off, and he got passes from William Eklund and Michael Misa, two young guys that are playing pretty solid hockey for the Sharks.
They sure are, and that line's, they're building chemistry. If they can get on the scoreboard every night, that goes a long way. You get depth scoring, but, you know, you love the way Misa's playing, and every game he learns something, takes something from it, and he's just, as his game goes on, he's going to be more of an impact player. And it's just in time as you start rolling into the playoffs and you want players like that, and you got center depth. I just love his game. And, you know, it's good to see Kurashev back. I thought he was skating well. He started making plays later on in the game. And, you know, Gaudette has ability to finish in and around the net.
Well, that's where really the Sharks kind of fell off the cart this time, because they were a little disconnected after taking the lead in that game, and the Flames outshot the Sharks 17-7 in the second period.
Yeah, that's where I feel like the game got away from them a little bit. And it was still a tie game after the second. Ned played great in the second period, but you know, you get into penalty trouble, and the lines get jumbled a little bit. Your D matchups are not what you ideally want. Your defense get tired because you generally have four guys killing, and it just screws with the momentum of the game, and that's what I think happened in the second period. The Sharks came out with a little bit of a push in the third early on, and then the game went into a little bit of a lull, but then late they put the pressure and I got some chances in the last couple minutes.
But at this point, it was 2-1 Sharks. That would be as good as it got for San Jose today. At 6:59 of the second period, just a nice little crossing play. Morgan Frost gets it to Matvei Gritin, and the talented youngster scores his second goal of the season and of his career. Frost and Mackenzie Weegar assisted at 6:59, and the game was tied 2-2. Then in the third period, the Sharks continue to get into penalty trouble. Very early on, in fact, in the third, the Sharks were down a man as Zach Ostapchuk took a penalty at 4:46. Barclay Goodrow didn't like it. He got a 10-minute misconduct and was essentially shut down for the rest of the game. But then Nazem Kadri at 6:38 got a slashing call just after Ostapchuk's penalty was about to expire. It was 4-on-4 for a few seconds, and then the Flames were watching on the penalty kill. But in that shorthanded situation, first of all, starting out 4-on-4, it didn't go exactly right for the Sharks, and the result turned into a shorthanded goal for Calgary, and it was the game winner. As they push it out to center ice, penalty on Ostapchuk is over. Flames move into the Sharks zone, and shorthanded, the slapper wide, rebound, score! Off the end boards, Farabee puts it through the legs of Nedeljkovic. That is a shorthanded score for Joel Farabee. And it makes it 3-2 Calgary at 6:53 of the third. Exactly what the doctor did not order for San Jose. Absolutely not. And again, the slapper Backlund put it wide of the goal, and it bounced right out in front. And Farabee said thank you very much and tucked it in on Nedeljkovic. 11th goal of the year for Joel Farabee. That was the game winner. Calgary's league-leading eighth shorthanded goal of the campaign. Also assisting Kevin Ball, who was a thorn in the Sharks' side the entire game, had that late hit on Tyler Toffoli, another big hit on Will Smith, and Ferrar, a couple of other guys, and all night long he was challenged by the Sharks, and he did not bite.
Yeah, he didn't. He definitely didn't. Ostapchuk challenged him to a fight, and he saw Gaudreau immediately came off the bench, followed him into his defensive zone, just stood there for a while and had a conversation, said, let's do this, answer the bell. That was right after he took down Will Smith. But, yeah, there was a little interference play he had, taking Wennberg out on that game-winning goal, and didn't allow Wennberg to make a defensive play on Farabee when he whacked in the rebound off the back wall.
Shots on goal in the game were 42-25 in favor of Calgary, and much of that was in the first two periods, 15 and 17 shots respectively. But out of the 10 chances that they had in the third, along with that one that went into the net, the Flames had a couple of other ones that were just terrific stops by Alex Nedeljkovic, and here's one example. Misa has really provided some chances for the Sharks here in this game, as has Eklund. But now Kadri's got a 2-on-1 started. Only Orlov is back. Kadri moving in, throwing it on the right, and a great save off a Klapka one-timer by Nedeljkovic. You'd better remember that one, baby, because that comes with 8:03 to play in the third to keep the score 3-2 in favor of Calgary. Nedeljkovic did it all the way through to the end, and then late in the third period, he went down and was shaken up and actually left the ice for a couple of seconds. Yaroslav Askarov jumped onto the ice thinking he was going to come in, and shortly after that, Alex Nedeljkovic jumped back on the ice, motioned Askarov to get off. Askarov gave him a little friendly tap, and he was solid the rest of the game. San Jose had a couple of really good chances, too, but unfortunately, a bobbled puck by Philip Kurashev turned into a two-minute man on the ice penalty. The Sharks were trying to dump the puck into the offensive zone to get the extra attacker on in a quick change. Unfortunately, because he bobbled it, then all of a sudden the Flames tipped it back, and one of the new guys on the ice touched the puck. So it was a bench minor penalty. That was the sixth power play chance for Calgary. They ended up 1-for-6 with the 5-on-3 power play goal, and the Sharks were 1-for-3 and a shorthanded goal against on that play by Farabee. But in the final analysis, the Sharks pulled the goaltender and really pushed hard to try to get the tying score. A great chance for William Eklund very late in the third period would be stopped by Dustin Wolf. There goes Nedeljkovic for the extra attacker. Sharks move in. Kurashev has it. Lead pass in front. What a save off of William Eklund by Dustin Wolf. A shoulder stop that deflected it up top. That was the exact play the Sharks wanted. and Wolf was there. And then, with seconds remaining in the game, the penalty on the Sharks bench over. The Sharks with the extra attacker still on. Macklin Celebrini, with seconds remaining in the game, had Dustin Wolf making maybe his best save of the day. We're down to 40 seconds remaining in the game. San Jose is technically shorthanded, but they pulled Nedeljkovic to make it even. Here comes Wennberg to center ice, flips on the right, Misa. Misa across the line, shoots in. That means the penalty is over. Sharks move in, Kurashev in front. Celebrini had the chance, and Wolf got a little piece of it. Cleared all the way down by Calgary to the empty net. Wide of the goal, icing against the Flames with 19 seconds to go. But boy, that's a big one for Dustin Wolf against Macklin Celebrini with the extra attacker out there.
Well, that was one of his best saves of the afternoon, and Macklin Celebrini shaking his head down there. He can't believe that Wolf got across, and what a play from behind the goal line. That pass by Kurashev saw him, like, he had eyes in the back of his head.
And so, the final score, the Calgary Flames 3 and the San Jose Sharks 2. San Jose drops back to 27-22-4. They still have 58 points, but they're going to lose a little ground today because the Los Angeles Kings won in overtime in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a building. You got to come and get points in these games because the rest of the road trip, you look at it, Chicago's gettable points, Colorado's going to be tough, but it's an opportunity to come in against a team that's struggling, you know, this year, so far this year, and you can't throw away points like this. It's games you're going to look back throughout the year, where the Edmonton game, you give away a free point. You don't grab one here in Calgary against a team that's reeling. And those are the ones, if you want to get into playoffs and set yourself up and you're not playing down to the last game, those are the games that you look back and wish we could have got a point there, wish we would have played better here, and wish we would have played a full 60 minutes, and it wasn't the case tonight.
Calgary ups their record to 22-26-8. They're 22-26-6. They have 50 points on the year. Their five-game winless streak comes to an end, and a big win for Dustin Wolf against his hometown team, his 16th victory of the season. He had come into this game 1-6-1 in his previous eight games, but he had a solid effort. And as for Alex Nedeljkovic, he was just a gutsy performer for the Sharks the entire contest. 39 saves. His personal five-game winning streak comes to a close, but it wasn't on him. He really gave the Sharks a golden chance to win a number of times today. The next Sharks game will be in Chicago, and San Jose needs to say, on to Chicago and let's win there to get back on the winning track. Final score once again, in regulation, the Flames 3 and the Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.